As Chazar says, "Nishbach Chesed Shalag, Mevam Yehudim Zechli Yivamas Daf Nun Dalit." Frek Gemara, how do we know that a Yavam is kind of Yavama with Bia, even if it's done without intent? Mar says, the Brayis says, the Pasuk says Yavama Yavo Yaleh, which teaches that the preferred mitzvah is Yivam, not Chalitza. Another drasha is that the Pasuk teaches he's kind of her with Bia, whether it's B'shoyeg B'meizel willingly or forced. Frek Gemara, the Brayis uses the Pasuk teaches that it's the preferred mitzvah. So how can you then use it to teach the other drasha? Mar says, we can learn that Yivam is the preferred mitzvah from the Pasuk of V'im Lo Yach Baitzo Ish, which teaches that if he does want Yivam, it's the preferred mitzvah. So Gemara, the Brayis says Yavama Yavo Yaleh teaches that Yibum can be done with Bia in the Kedarka, and Ula Kocha teaches that it can be done with Shalai Kedarka. The Yibum teaches that Bia is kinda her and money or Shtar is not kinda her, and the Yibum teaches that it's effective even if it's done Bal Karcha. How can the first Brayse use the Pasuk to teach whether B'shoyeg B'meizel when we see that over here the second Brayse uses to teach that it should kinda with a Bia of the Kedarka? But it says we learn that out from the Pasuk of Lehakim Le'akiv Shem if it's to produce children, which only comes about through Bia Kedarka. Zakmar, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda said that one cannot be kind of his Yavama when he's sleeping. The Pasuk says, Yavo Yaleh, which teaches that he must intend at least for the Bia itself. A Bryce says that it's ineffective if he's sleeping. A Bryce says that it is effective if he's sleeping. Or says the Bryce should be read to say that it's effective if she's sleeping. Remember, Bryce clearly says it's effective whether he or she is sleeping. Or says the Bryce is discussing where he's dozing off. He's not fully awake, but not fully sleeping either. We learned that Rabbi said if one falls off the roof onto a woman and thereby has Bia with her, he would not be chayef to pay her for the embarrassment caused. The reason is because that one is only chai for embarrassment when he intended to do the act. Rava said, if one thought that he was pushing up against the wall, he was actually pushing against his Yavama and thereby had beer with her, he's not kind to her. If he thought he was pushing up against an animal for his nus and was actually pushing against his Yavama and thereby had beer with her, he is kind to, because then he at least intended for the beer. The Mishnah said, Echad Hame'ara. Ula said, we learned that Hara, the beginning of Bia, is Aser with an error from the Pasuk by Nida, which says, Es Mekaira Hera. The fact that teaches by Nida, how do we know that regarding all the other Arayis? We can't say we learn from Nida, because Nida is different, that she makes the man Tame. But I said we learn from Eishas Ach, where the Pasuk refers to her as a Nida. This teaches that she's like a Nida, and that Hara is Aser. Fact we can't learn out from the other Arayis from Eishas Ach, because it's different in that it can become unlimited in number. The brother can marry 1,000 women if you'd like. But I said we learn from the error of a father's sister and a mother's sister. The Pasuk regarding them says, as she'eroi hera. These arois are different, that they don't come about through a marriage. How can we learn out the halachas of arois that come about through marriage? Mar says, we'll learn it out from two of these cases together. Zagmar says, we can't learn out from Eishos Ach and from these ants, because those two are relatives of the man, are related, relatives of the man doing this nus, and wouldn't be able to teach regarding the erva of Eishes Ish, and where the woman is not related to the man at all. We can't learn it from Nida and the ants, because those are arayos that came about on their own without a marriage. But it says we'll learn it from Nida and Eishes Ach. Rav Acha, the Berei Rav Ika, asked, these two are very different in that these two never became mutter during the lifespan of the thing that makes them usher. The woman's period, during her period, she doesn't become mutter, and her marriage to her brother. So Ibazoi, to the brother, whereas a married woman could become mutter during the lifetime of her husband, and therefore he can't learn it out from there. Rav Acha Medifti asked Ravina that Nida and Eishes Ach do not become mutter at the end of the lifespan of the thing that makes them usher. They become mutter based on the counting of days, or only if the brother didn't have children. Rather, we must say that the question is that Eishes Ish is different than them, in that the thing that makes her usher, meaning the husband, is the thing that can make her mutter. Whereas by Nida and Eishes Ach, this is not so. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Pasuk generalizes all the arayos together to compare them to each other, makes a hekesh with each other, therefore we can learn out all arayos from Nida, the hara is usher. If so, why does the Pasuk refer to Eishes Ach as Nida? What's that teaching? If we learn out all out from Nida anyway, the Mar says, like Rabbi Yehuda said, it teaches that just like a Nida eventually may become mutter, but it's usher with Karis while she's Osir, so to an Eishes Ach, although she may one day become mutter to the brother, while she's Osir, she remains Osir with Karis. Why did the Pasuk say Hera by the Arayas of a father's sister and a mother's sister? What is the teaching over there? We learned that from Nida anyway. Rava said it's not needed here, so we have to use it to teach that Hera is even Osir by Znus with an animal. Why did the Pasuk choose to write this word used for Znus with an animal in the Pasuk regarding the Arayas of an ant? Where it says that entire Pasuk is meant for drushas. Therefore, the word was put there as well. We find that the Pasuk is used as a drusha to teach that the father's sister is Osir, whether she's a paternal sister or a maternal sister. The Pasuk teaches that a father's sister and a mother's sister are both Aser, whether they are paternal or maternal sisters. Frag the Gemara, why does the pasuk have to teach us halacha regarding the sister of the father and the mother? Why can't it say it by one and we learn it out by the other one as well? Rav Avoh said, if we would only say it regarding a father sister, we would say it only applies there because one's lineage is through his father. And if we would say it regarding the mother sister, we would say it only applies over there because a person can be 100% certain who his mother is, but can never be 100% certain who his father is. Frag the Gemara, why is it that a father's brother is only usher when it's the father's paternal brother? So Rav Avoh said, we learn from Gzeirah Shavah on the word doy from the obligation to redeem a relative who has sold himself as a slave to a guy. Just as there it's only a father's paternal brother based on the pasuk that says from his family, and the only family is a father's family, is only a family that's referred to as family. Therefore, the same thing would be over here.